So we got week 10. We finished week 10 of the NFL season. Obviously, it's not 16 games anymore, but there's 8 games left. So in our old lives where it used to be a clean 16, there'd be 8 games left at the midway point. So why not jump on here? Talk a little bit about, number one, let's talk real football. Let's talk about where the standings are for all the divisions and conferences and kind of what project out what we think is going to happen by,
for sure.
You know, who wins, who are the division winners? What are the, you know, the playoff picture, what's it going to look like? And then we'll have another segment where we talk fantasy football and we talk about just our top three QB, running back, wide receiver, tight ends down the stretch. And that doesn't mean, just so people know, that doesn't mean those are the positions or the players that we think are the best at that position, but like based off of maybe matchups where they're playing for people that are looking to, you know, get ahead of the curve on that. So how's that sound?
Sounds great. And it's, you know, it's close to the trade deadline in fantasy football too. So those names might be guys you want to target.
Yeah, I've got actually, I think till the end of this week's games for my dynasty league is a big deal. So definitely guys you want to target, especially if you want to make a big push at the end. How about we start? I like the NFC. I think we both love talking NFC. You're a Packer fan. I'm a Bears fan.
Huge week for us.
It's not really a huge week. When you listen to the radio and you're like, and they're like, hey, when was the last time the Bears beat the Packers? And you're like, 2018. And then they're like, did you know that in the last 20, was it the last 28 meetings? Do you know what the record is between the Bears and the Packers in the last 28? Could you
I'm
guess?
I'm going to go. I actually think I know this stat. Might be wrong, but I think it's 25-3.
No, it's 3-25, but yeah, you're right.
Well, 25-3.
I'm kidding. Like on my side of the fence, it's 3-25. But yes, it's 25-3.
And Matt LaFleur is 10-0.
10-0, never lost to the Bears. He's also, you know, as we look at the Bears, right, and we're going to talk about NFC, Bears won't be talked about much when we get into the playoff picture. But when you look at Matt LaFleur, I like Matt LaFleur a lot, but great coach. His winning percentage in the division, he's like 25-10 or something like that, 22-10, something really good. And in the top four coaches of all time in the NFC Central North now, It's like Dick has one, he's two, Bud Grant's three, I forgot who's four. It's like he's already on the pace, right? LaFleur is. And I think Kevin O'Connell is a hell of a coach too in Minnesota. Yeah. Detroit's got a really good coach.
Well, Dan Campbell, yeah, the Bears really got to figure it out because
it's crazy, man. It's crazy. No, the NFC's the NFC's loaded with really good coaches. The NFC North and the teams are really good. The top three. So why don't you start? I want to hear your prediction on. We're going to start with the NFC West. That's where we're going to start out west, and we'll work across the country. What do you see? How do you see it shaping up? In terms of who wins that division, we're talking Cardinals, Niners, Rams, and 49ers in Seattle.
I think the 49ers managed their whole injury bug, especially with CMC, very well. I mean, they have four losses, but this roster is still loaded with talent, you know, and they've got a really good coach in Kyle Shanahan. So I would still go with the 49ers. They're a half game back from the Cardinals. The Cardinals have been kind of a roller coaster ride themselves. Like I watched the Packers play the Cardinals, you know, and they look like a way different team than the team that just dominated the Jets last weekend. The Cardinals could be a sneaky play for the wild card. I can't envision a scenario where the 49ers aren't walking away with the NFC West. I just don't think the Cardinals, the Rams or the Seahawks are strong enough for the entirety of a season to overtake them.
For sure. So I love it. Well, going into the season, my big prediction, a guy I work with, Jonathan, was like, Adam, give me your, at the end of the season, everyone's going to be like, wow, I can't believe that happened. Give me the team that outperforms and the team that underperforms. And they actually both live in this conference. I said, number one, the Arizona Cardinals are going to make the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to win the division. They're going to make the playoffs. Number two, the 49ers are going to have a little bit of a hangover. Now, have they really had a hangover? My whole point was there's no way that team will stay healthy all year long. It's just there's no way. Last year, Kittle, McCaffrey, like everyone stayed healthy. Going into the year, Ayuk had a contract issue, then he got hurt, unfortunately. Trent Williams is holding out. Then, I mean, we haven't seen CMC till recently. But it's like I like what you're saying. It's like, man, they've weathered the storm. But now I have their schedule up. So they've got Seahawks, Packers in Lambeau. That's a tough game. Bills.
I'll be there.
There we go. So you'll be there. That's a tough game. Like I think I listen in my pick'ems league. They're going to beat the Seahawks. They always beat the Seahawks. They dominate the Seahawks. The Green Bay game goes either way. I like that. That's a tough matchup. In Buffalo's tough. Then they got Bears, Rams, Niners, Dolphins, Lions. That could be for something. In the Cardinals. And then I look at the Cardinals schedule. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna say the Cardinals win the division, but I think the Niners get the wild card. So
For
that's where
sure.
I'm gonna go with the NFC West. And it's just because I like put my money where my mouth was with the Cardinals. I'm gonna stick with them. So
Well,
NFC
and
West.
that schedule for the 49ers is a little scary, for sure.
It's tough. Yeah, that's tough. I think they're gonna lose. I think if you said what games will they lose, they'll lose in Lambeau. I think they'll lose to Buffalo. Just think they have better quarterbacks and those are tough coaches. So but they'll beat the
Have the
Bears.
Lions,
Beat
and they have the
the
Lions.
and they have the Lions. Yeah.
But even if they
Okay.
lose, even if they lose three there, maybe they still don't win the division if they go 10-7. But I think 10-7 should get you in. I mean, last year the Packers made it 9-8. I don't know if that'll happen in the NFC this year because the NFC is a lot deeper.
I agree with you on that.
But yeah, 10-7 should still get you in, especially with seven playoff spots now.
Yeah, and we'll get to other divisions, but I do think two teams come out of this division. It's if two teams do. It's going to be either Niners win it, Arizona sneaks in, or vice versa. So that's the NFC West. So you've got Niners. I'm going to go Cardinals. Let's head over to the good old NFC South. Any craziness there? I mean, the Falcons look like they're kind of running away with it, but what do you think?
Yeah, what a boring division.
Unfortunately.
I can't see it going any different than Atlanta winning that division with a two-game lead and Tampa just being decimated with injuries, especially at the wide receiver position. But honestly, Tampa has impressed me overall this year. Like
Too.
they've given some teams some games, you know, like when you thought, nah, they're on the downward spiral, and Baker Mayfield is just hung in here, and he's on one of my fantasy teams. I have him and Jalen Hurts. Mayfield was a pickup, you know, post draft, like week two, whatever. And he's just been great. I don't really play him that often because I just believe that Hurts is the better quarterback week in, week out. And I'm not taking those kind of risks with Baker. But man, for a guy to be sitting on my bench that's like second or third overall in points, like it's nice.
It's nice. When you look up and I'm a big Joe Burrow guy, it's like, oh, Joe Burrow's got 24 touchdowns. Lamar's thrown for 24 or 25, and you know, I'm sure he's ran for a few. And then you're like, you know, Baker Mayfield's got 24 touchdowns thrown this year.
Yeah.
He's a stud. In back-to-back weeks, he played two Super Bowl teams from last year. He went to overtime with Kansas City. Not easy to do on Monday night in
Right.
Kansas City without your top receivers. And he had the Niners at full strength as much as they could be, and he had them on the ropes. So if they can get healthy, maybe they can make a push for the wild card, but because they've lost two to the Falcons, like even
I
if they have the
know.
same record, the Falcons
Right.
have
It's like a three
the
it's like a three game lead with seven to go. I don't see it happening. I don't think the Falcons are a team that really makes a real run once they get in. If they get a home game, like I was in that stadium last year for a Packers game. It was like dead silent for three quarters because the Packers were kind of dominating. Atlanta went for it one time on fourth down, got it, and the place erupted, and then the Packers just were dismantled the rest of the game. That was Jordan Love's second start of last season, and Atlanta ended up coming back and winning. Like that stadium gets rocking.
It
So I
does.
could
It is
see
a
them
rock.
maybe sneaking out a playoff win, but if they have to go on the road with, you know, classic Kirk Cousins in the postseason and in some sort of prime time situation, like I don't think they're going to go very far.
I do think, yeah, I think they'll host a playoff game. And honestly, that just depends. Like, who are they hosting? Well, if it's the Niners, no, they're not beating the Niners. But if it's the Cardinals, I could see them beating Kyler. Like, it just depends. It really,
Yeah,
yeah. But I think
for
you're
sure.
right. The ceiling is one game in the playoffs
Yeah,
to win
yeah.
for sure. So that division, pretty easy. All right, let's go over. We'll leave the NFC North for last. We'll go NFC East. This is a good one. Now we've got
Yeah.
basically a two-team race here between, I think both of them make the playoffs no matter what. Eagles are sitting at top right now at 7-2, and you've got the Commanders at 7-3. They haven't played each other yet, but they play each other tomorrow, which is obviously the biggest game of their season so far. How do you see it shaping out?
Well, you got to give the edge to probably the team that wins tomorrow night as far as who's going to probably
Right.
take the division. I'm pulling up the Eagles schedule right now, and it's Commanders, Rams, Ravens, Panthers, Steelers, Commanders again, Cowboys, Giants, which you would think those are two easy wins on the back end there at the end of the season. But I mean, the Steelers are really good. The Ravens are legit. The Rams are kind of sneaky. You never know what team you're going to get there, and it's at LA. I'm still going to, I guess, just go with the Eagles. Like until the Commanders prove it to me. I mean, you probably don't like talking about the Commanders, you know, within the last couple of weeks, but Really, the Commanders should be 6-4. The Bears just completely
That's crazy, man.
fumbled the ball at the goal line with the offensive lineman, and then still somehow had a chance to win, and then didn't, figure it out on the Hail Mary. But like, I'm not a true believer yet of the full Commanders team. Like, I love Jaden Daniels. He's a dude. He's going to be really good in this league for a long time.
Baller.
I don't know if they have enough to dethrone the Eagles in the division. The Eagles are like hot now. They actually figured it out. Like, they beat the Packers week one, and then they kind of didn't look good for a few weeks there. So I was like, is like Sirianni going to get canned, or what's happening here? But they look for real now, and with Saquon, like, that's just a dangerous team.
Oh, man, he's
So
so good.
I'll
They
go
seem like they
Philly.
have their identity. Yeah.
I go Philly, but I'm with you. I think the Commanders, they still make the playoffs unless like an epic collapse here down the stretch. I
I'll tell
think.
you what. I'll tell you what. I agree. I like that you're going Eagles. Let me say this though, before we like confirm that. I'm not gonna say you're gonna change your mind. This is the Commanders schedule because I have it pulled up here. Eagles, Cowboys, Titans, Saints, Eagles again, Falcons, Cowboys. I feel like there's a lot of they'll probably be favored in most of those games except for the Eagles.
It
Maybe that
sounds like the
they're
yeah,
at home.
you're right. It sounds like the Eagles have to kind of sweep it.
Yeah.
They got to win tomorrow, and then they probably have to beat them again. But again, I'm gonna go with Jalen Hurts and the Eagles.
I'm gonna go with the Eagles too, but if the Commanders if they pull off the win tomorrow in Philly, then I would tell you then like you said, that
Oh
would
yeah, I
change.
agree. I agree.
But going
Tomorrow's like
in.
the kind of like the division championship game. I mean, it sets you up nice for the rest of the season.
You know what else is big, Aaron, is whoever loses the division, what really stinks is if you lose this division, you go from the 2 seed, most likely the 2 seed, to the 5 or the 6. Most likely the 5, but maybe the 6, because the Packers and the Vikings have a chance to get the 5. So it's like
Right.
it's
I
a
know.
big drop off, right? Like
Yeah.
that tomorrow's game means a lot in the standings. We're getting to that crunch time. Okay, so we both like the Eagles. We both know both teams are gonna make the playoffs. Let's round it out. NFC North. I mean, the Lions are in a really good spot right now, right? They are. They are in a
Yeah.
tough position.
I know they, here's what's crazy. Like, the Packers played the Texans a few weeks back, and the Packers just basically gave the game to the Texans, and the Texans couldn't take it from them. The Packers still ended up winning on a McManus field goal at the end. The Lions then hand a game to the Texans on the road, 5 interceptions by Goff. The Texans still can't figure it out. And I would say the Texans are a top 10 team in the NFL. Like, the Lions are just that good that they can have that off of a night and still beat a top 10 team in the NFL. I think the Lions are the best team in the NFL. I think both sides of the football, Dan Campbell, like they play everything on their terms. And
Yeah.
like, watching them play the Packers, it really just enlightened me. It was like David Montgomery is just beating people up all first half, like to the point where Jahmyr Gibbs wasn't even on the field for the most part of the first half. I'm like, is Gibbs hurt? Like, what has gone on? I haven't seen Gibbs all day. Then the second half, when everybody's tired, here comes Gibbs. And he just looks like, he's super fresh and nobody can stop him. And then you bring Montgomery back in, like when they get into the red zone. It's just like, it's not even fair. And Goff was playing lights out up until last week. So the Lions are the best team, in my opinion, right now in the NFL. I don't care that
Yeah,
the
I agree.
Chiefs are
I
9-0.
agree. You put the Lions at a neutral site, especially a neutral site, they'll beat anyone right now in the NFL. And I put more times than that, right? I agree with you. The moment that I knew, like, listen, 2 years ago when they went on that run at the end of the year, they didn't make the playoffs and they beat the Packers at the end. And people were like, that's fluky. I'm like, no, that's not fluky. They built a team right. They built a line. Then their defense was weak, but they had Aiden Hutchinson, but they had the right coaches and the right buy-in. Like, that is a team that they know what they're doing. There's no, like, when you play the Lions, it's 3rd and 5. That's the only team in the NFL on 3rd and 5 and 3rd and 6 that can run the football and not only maybe pick up the first down, but even if they don't, it doesn't matter. Everyone knows we're going for it, like at midfield. And there's this, like you said, it's on their terms. Nobody else is like that. When you play them, you're really like, man, we are on our heels every time you want in the offense, the coordinator. Awesome, I think. But the moment I knew they were like legit this year, like this team knows what they're doing, was when they fumbled against the Vikings on this fluky play towards the end of the game. When they had the game won, the Vikings pick it up and score a touchdown, and it didn't even faze them. They're like, whatever, we're gonna get a stop, we're gonna go on the field, we're gonna score, we're gonna win the game. And it was just like, dude, Think about it. They're going to be the one seed most likely. They're going to beat the first wild card team, and then they're in the NFC title game. So they're going to play on the most important Sunday or Sundays this year. So they're going to be the title game and the Super Bowl or one or the other. I will tell you this, though. They beat the Packers in Lambeau. I think they match up better in Lambeau than they do at home against the Packers. Because if you get Jordan Love and those weapons in a dome, I think they're actually faster. So, like, that's where I think the Packers actually have an advantage because they're going to play each other again. I don't know what week. I expect that to be a much closer game with the Packers than it was the first time.
Oh, that
To me.
happened. That happened last year too. And I think it was Thanksgiving. I want to say it was a Thanksgiving game last year where the Packers, that's kind of when they started to get hot. They beat the Lions on Thanksgiving. And not to beat a dead horse, but I just wanted to throw out there, like, the Lions had a possession early on against the Packers where they got in the red zone. It was fourth and goal from the six. And they got a Packer guy to jump off sides. They go to the three. But even when they were at the six, I was like queasy in my stomach. I'm like, dude, any other team, I'd be like, okay, you're gonna go for it on fourth and goal from the six. Let's go. Let's get a stop and get the ball back. The Lions are going for it, and I'm like, they're gonna score. They're gonna
They're
figure
gonna
out a
score.
way to get this ball in the end zone. Then we gave them three more yards, and then Amon-Ra had a nice little play on Keyshawn Nixon, and I was just like, I knew this was gonna happen. Like, yeah, they find ways.
You know, that's another thing. You see them in a playoff game. If they're up three at the end of the game and there's 6 minutes left, you're not going to touch the ball again because they're not going to give it back to you. And I think the Lions, and if they have their act together and they don't mess around, the Ravens are those two teams where they can suffocate you at the end of a, like with 6 minutes left, with most teams where you're like, oh, we can get a stop. Those two teams, you might not see the ball again. So we got the Lions. What are you thinking for second place? You think Vikings, Packers? Because I like the Packers because I don't believe in Sam Darnold, but what are you thinking?
I think the Vikings, their record is a little bit better than how good they actually are, but it's football, right? Like, you are what your record shows, and like, they're 7-2. Who would have thought that?
Haven't you?
I'm like really mad that the Packers had to play the Vikings the first week that Jordan Love came back from his PCL injury, because I felt like Love was kind of figuring things out. They were playing from behind most of the way. I know they ended up making it like a 2-point game. I mean, it really wasn't a 2-point game. I got a feeling here in the second half of this season that the Vikings defense is gonna kind of come back down to earth. They were really good early. I know they just played the Jaguars. I think they gave up like, what did they give up? 7 points to the Jaguars.
That's Mac Jones too. They didn't even see Trevor.
But like, they don't have, I'm looking at it right now, they don't have a super tough schedule. They play the Titans this week. That should be a win. They play the Bears, and honestly, if the Bears lose to the Packers this week, I don't know when the Bears are gonna win another game.
Me
Because like,
too. Me
but
too.
right, so
That's a good
like
point.
the Vikings probably get that one. They play the Cardinals. That's probably a 50-50 game, but it's in Minnesota. Falcons, Bears, Seahawks, Packers again, and Lions. Like, I think the Packers are still going to make the playoffs. I think they're one of the seven best teams. Like, what, regardless, division doesn't matter. I don't know if the Packers jump them though. Like, I just like unless the Packers beat the Vikings, which hopefully that'll happen, but it's in Minnesota.
Yeah, but
I
I'll
think the
tell you
pack.
what, though.
I think the
I'll
Packers
tell
end
you.
up getting third and like getting the last spot.
So
Yeah,
yeah,
that's.
we'll talk about our overall standings because that's going to be interesting. If you think you, it sounds like you have two from three from the North. I'm looking at their schedule and I think they're going to lose to the Cardinals. I think they're going to lose to the Falcons. Kirk Cousins beat Zimmer a
Right.
few weeks ago, played great. You can say what you want about Kirk Cousins. Like, I know some people don't like him. Yo, Kirk Cousins kind of is a dog, in my opinion. And he's going to go into Minnesota with his weapons, and he's not. I don't know. I just think he ain't losing to Sam Darnold. So I think they're going to go two losses. They'll beat the Bears. I'm not. That's the Seahawks is interesting. It's on the road. That's not an easy place to play.
No.
But that Packers Vikings game right there is very important for the Packers at the end because if the Lions have the one seed wrapped up, I don't know. Dan Campbell doesn't seem like one to give up a game, but them playing the Lions at the end. That might be the game where that'll be interesting. So I think that Packers Vikings game is. I actually think the Packers. I have the Packers in. I don't have the Vikings in.
You don't
So
have the
I think
Vikings
the
in at
Packers are
all.
in.
Well, yeah, because
Yeah.
you have the Cardinals in.
I got. Yeah. And we'll talk
Yeah.
overall standings in a second. But yeah. So okay. So then give me your 1 through 7 in the NFC. So it sounds like
So
you have.
I've got Lions, Eagles, Falcons, 49ers, Commanders, Vikings, Packers.
Okay. So we're pretty close. You've got what well, you've got. I've got Lions, Eagles, Falcons, Cardinals, like we talked about, Commanders, Packers, Niners. And that
Ooh.
would mean that when the Packers play the Niners, I'm taking the Packers over the Niners because they're going to need it. So I'm going to go, yeah, that's my final. So that would mean that on my schedule, on my projection, the Lions at the one seed, it'll be Niners at Eagles, and I'll have Packers
Yes.
at Falcons, and I love that matchup for the Packers historically, and then Commanders at Cardinals. So that'll be interesting. So your matchups, you'll have who will you have at what?
I'd have Eagles playing the Packers, Falcons playing the Vikings, Kirk Cousins
There you go, round
playoff
two.
rematch, and then the 49ers playing the Commanders.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, let's jump over AFC. For the AFC, give me your we'll shrink down the AFC a little bit. Give me your division winners, top four from the AFC. What do you see?
For sure. Just quick division winners, Buffalo runaway. I think the Ravens will end up winning that division, but not by, they might just win it by like one game. I'm very impressed with what the Steelers have done. The
Same.
Texans, again, not a very strong division. And then the Chiefs.
What order do you have that in for your top four?
Okay, so I mean the Chiefs, the Bills, the Ravens, the Texans.
Man, we are on money for that. I've got Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Texans. And honestly, like, man, I'm not gonna lie. Had the Broncos pulled off that game, which they should have, I would have been more likely to say, dang, I think because I have the Bills beating the Chiefs this week. I think they're going to beat them. I don't think the Chiefs are going undefeated. They don't, when you watch them, you don't say this team, maybe they do. I don't know, but I don't see it. If that were to happen, then they'd have two losses, and I would have thought about the Bills. So I'm going to go one, two, three, four with you. What are your wild cards then?
So I've got the Steelers, the Chargers, and here you go. You ready for this one? I got the Bengals.
Dude. Did you steal my notes? Because we got the same exact AFC. That's what I
The
got.
AFC's the AFC, I feel like, is a little bit more maybe predictable.
It is predictable. I
I mean,
agree.
obviously we got the same setup, but like the East is done. And
It's
really
done.
the South is done.
It is done. And
Right?
the Chiefs won their division already. They're 9-0. They're not losing that division. So you know they're done.
I think that the Broncos will probably end up like 8-9, 9-8. Like somebody's gonna be 9-8 and can get in, and I think that somebody can be the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Bengals schedule and when I was doing this, and it's like, look, I get it. I get it. But look, they got the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. They're going to need to win that game. And then at some point, I know they have the Steelers twice. I think they can split with them. They've got
Yeah.
Cowboys, Titans, Browns. They're going to win those games. And then they've got the
Yep.
Broncos. And that Broncos game will be the
That's a playoff
head-to-head.
game.
And
Right.
Joe Burrow's not losing to Bo Nix at home. I'm sorry, dude. It's not happening. Man. Not
No.
in my lifetime, at least not with the money on the line. It's going to be a good game. So, yeah, and I'll tell you what, if I'm number two seed in the AFC and I wake up and they're like, wow, you got the two seed. Congratulations. By the way, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins are coming to town next week. I wouldn't feel really happy about
Nobody's
the two seed.
happy about that.
Yeah. Okay. Before we jump to fantasy football, how do you see this thing shaking out? Who's playing in the conference games and who's playing the Super Bowl?
I can't go against the Lions at this point. They'd have to be have a spot in the NFC Championship game. I think if fully healthy and somehow they don't run into each other before that, probably going to get the same setup as last year. You're going to get 49ers Lions again, and it's going to go a different way this time. It'll be the Lions.
Got it. Okay.
I would love to say my Green Bay Packers. I do think they are just a little bit short. Again, like that's like
Yeah.
the story of the last 14 years of Packers football, but I just don't think they're there yet. They should win a playoff game, hopefully. But I don't see them making it to the conference championship based on how deep the NFC is this year. The AFC, I think it ultimately you got to beat Mahomes to get through. And I do think the Chiefs will be sitting there again in the AFC Championship, especially if they have home field advantage. They will make it there. And I think there's only maybe two people that can beat Mahomes at Arrowhead. And I think one of them is Lamar Jackson. And I think the way that he's balling out this year and the way that the Ravens are, it really might be their time finally. The only thing that scares me about the Ravens is that their pass defense is terrible.
Oh, it's so
And,
bad.
but they can neutralize being that bad because they can run the football.
They can take them,
And
yeah.
they can limit some possessions if Mahomes. But the thing is like it's not like Mahomes has this star-studded wide receiver group right now. Like Hopkins looks good, but it's he's 32-year-old DeAndre Hopkins, whatever. I mean, he's still really good. And he still has Kelsey, but Kelsey's 34, 35 years old, whatever. Like, I think it might be time that the Ravens actually get over the hump. So I'm gonna go a Ravens Lions Super Bowl.
Can totally see that. That's a really good. That would be a fun Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson in his first Super Bowl, the Lions in their first Super Bowl. Probably. I can't remember. I don't think they've. I know they won a championship in the 50s, but I don't think they've been to a Super Bowl. Could be wrong on that. I know they haven't won one, but I don't think they've been to one, obviously. Yeah, they haven't been to one. Damn, that's a good. That's a.
What do you got? What do you got for me?
Yeah, so you're. So, okay. I told you. I probably texted you this at the beginning of the year because I know we texted before the season kicked off. There were three teams. I'll start with the NFC. There were three teams in the NFC that I said one of these teams will be. It's going to be a combination of these three teams in the NFC title game, and one of them is going to be in the Super Bowl, and I think win the Super Bowl. So it was either going to be the Lions, the Rams, or the Packers. And if the Rams would have just won the other night, I'd say, hey, they're in the mix, but they're not. So it's going to be the Lions. They're the one seed. The Packers are going to find their way to the damn NFC title game in some way, shape, or form, or they're going to knock the Lions off on the way. So it's going to be Lions Packers at the end, however that shakes out on the NFC side. I will pick the Lions now, but I would not be shocked because there's only one guy since. Do you know who has the most like wins in the NFL since 2019? It's like the Green Bay Packers, dude. It's like they're at some point they're going to get in, but I'm going to go Lions because I just think it's weird. I don't like this whole it's the team of destiny, but it feels like it's their year to get there. Lions AFC. I just think Mahomes is actually going to lose in the first round of the playoffs this year. Sounds weird. I think it's going to be a, whether it's a Steelers, someone's going to knock them off. And I think it's going to be the Ravens. So I got the Ravens, whether that, I don't know how they're going to do it. That's another team. When I watch them, it's like inevitable. Like Lamar is going to have his third MVP and he's going to make it to the Super Bowl. Those two teams. I got the same prediction as you as I talk myself through it. So Ravens, Lions. I don't think the Lions can beat the Ravens, to be honest with you. I don't think there's an NFC team that can beat the Ravens because of the way he plays. And you look at his record against the NFC, he's an alien. So I would love to tell you though, if the Bengals get in, that's a team that could run the table. Like would not shock me. Just don't know if they can beat the if they see the Ravens, I don't know if they could beat them. So all right, man, real football. That's what we love to talk. Now let's switch over. Okay, fantasy football. You sent me all your teams. You look like you're killing it. Top three quarterbacks. We're switching over to fantasy football now, guys, from reality to fantasy. Top three quarterbacks down the stretch. You got to have these guys. Who you got?
For sure. Well, it doesn't matter like how good your NFL team is. Like, it's just better to live in fantasy, you know?
Exactly.
I real quick, I was the beneficiary of having Ja'Marr Chase and Lamar Jackson in a league last
Oh,
week.
nice.
But at the
Nice.
same time, in my other league, I'm in two leagues. In my other league, I was going against Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. So I woke up in one league Friday morning up 147-7, and in my other league, I was down 109-0. So
Jesus, man, that's the life. It's so funny when you watch and like people are so confused when you're like, catch it, yes, run, no, get out of bounds, get out of bounds. And Katie's like, why? I thought you were cheering for him. Yeah, I want him to score, but I don't want him to score too much because we have these
yes.
multiple
Oh yeah.
leagues going on.
Yeah.
You know that feeling. But what do you got for
So
quarterbacks going down the stretch? Who do you think is going to
yep.
perform the best in fantasy?
So again, these names, right? Like they're not shocking names, but maybe guys that you potentially want to target to trade before the deadline. Number three for quarterbacks for me, I have Jalen Hurts. He's actually second in the NFL in rushing touchdowns. He has 10, which is crazy considering he has Saquon on his team. But he's been very consistent, and he's done some of this without AJ Brown. He's done some of this without DeVonta Smith. He's done some of this without Dallas Goedert. Like last week, he finally had everybody, and look what happened, 34-6,
Right.
to a really porous Cowboys team that looks like they're kind of giving up. Number two, I have Lamar. Again, splitting hairs here, but I have him number two just because of a guy like Derrick Henry being on his team. Like, there could be a game where Lamar kills it, but then doesn't actually get a single touchdown, and Henry
Yeah.
finishes with three touchdowns on the day. I mean, that's sometimes how the cookie crumbles in fantasy. But again, Lamar has just been lights out. Like you said earlier, I think he has 24 touchdowns. He only has two picks. Like
Two picks,
he's
yeah.
been unreal. He's been the best real life fan or real life football player this year.
Yeah.
And then I have Josh Allen number one. Just because I think like when push comes to shove down the stretch here, depending on what kind of situation they're in, if they're trying to get the one seed, like they are going to rely on Josh Allen so much. He only has, I should say only, but he only has four rushing touchdowns this year. But like he could go and get four more in the next, you know, like 6, 7 weeks. He's going to throw it a ton as well. Like they're going to rely on him in the red zone. So I just like him to be the best quarterback moving forward. But I just real quick, like a couple names, I think like sneaky little names, whatever, and, or just not top three names, like Joe Burrow going to be in a
Yep.
bunch of shootouts. And he's getting T. Higgins back hopefully soon. Like he's done a lot of this without T. Higgins this year. And then Matthew Stafford. Again, the Rams defense isn't particularly good. So again, he's probably going to have to pass in some games and some shootout games. And Stafford's done a lot of this year as well without Puka, without Cooper Kupp, and they're finally back and healthy. And those two dudes are dudes. So I think those are two kind of sneaky quarterbacks that you could kind of plug and play. Like if you're on the waiver wire for Stafford, I know Burrow's probably scooped up by everybody in the league, but Stafford might be sitting out there.
Yeah, matchups for Stafford. Okay, all right. So I like where your head's at. I thought about that. The guys that are obvious, the Lamars, the Burrows. But then I look at their schedule, and if you look, Lamar and Burrow both have to play. Burrow they both have to play the Chargers defense, best in the league. They both have to play the Steelers defense twice. So I was thinking, you know what? Just for fun, I'll leave them off my list because, like you said, we all know. And then you gave some extra names. Number three on my list because I love his schedule, and we just talked about him. This quarterback plays these guys in the next. Six games. He's got the Giants, Panthers, Raiders, the Chargers, that's tough, Cowboys, Panthers. That's Baker Mayfield. So it's like, dang, I'm gonna go with Baker Mayfield at number three. Like you just said, like go look for this guy because those are really good matchups. I mean, think about that. You're starting to get into the playoffs and he's gonna play the Raiders at home. He's gonna play the Cowboys on the road on a night game, probably gets flexed out, but Panthers, the second to last week. I like his matchup. The other guy that I like Jared Goff. He's at home against. He's in domes the next 2 weeks. He's got the
For real.
Jaguars, Colts. He's gonna play the Packers at home. I think that'll be a shootout. He's gonna play the Bills at home. That's gonna be a shootout. So I like his matchups as well. And then number one, I mean, Jesus, am I a Cardinals fan or something? But listen, this guy over there in Arizona is playing out of his mind. So I just love the way Kyler's playing. I'm not saying real life. I don't think he's like, you know.
For sure.
Top three quarterback, but in fantasy, he's just playing really well. I think he's going to be in a very important game. So I'll go with those three for the quarterback position. I'll kick it over to you. What about running backs down the
For
stretch?
sure.
Who you got?
Well, you have great reasons for all those quarterbacks, and I didn't want to come on your show and just start naming off some randos and people are just stop listening. So I kind of went with the cream of the crop there.
There's no wrong here.
Hey, picking three running backs was really difficult. I
Tough.
feel like the top tier running backs this year like haven't had a ton of injuries. Like they've been playing. I had Kyron Williams as a guy I was going to talk about tonight, and he was going to be like my number three. And then I watched the Rams play on Monday night. Man, like they didn't look the same. But Kyron Williams, he has been on the field like over 90% of snaps this year for their team, which is just unheard of now as a running back. So he definitely gets a lot of volume and he's out there. But I don't have him as my top three. I just wanted to give him a little shout out. My number three, I have Saquon. Great offense. It just somehow, some way, it seems like they're always within the 5-yard line of scoring. It's just like, who's going to get that touchdown? Is it going to be Jalen Hurts? Is it going to be Saquon Barkley? You know, he plays in the NFC East. There's going to be some cupcake matchups there with the Cowboys and the Giants. So I like Saquon. Number two, I have Bijan Robinson. He's had 5 straight games of over 20 plus PPR, you know, fantasy points in those last 5 games. They're just getting him highly involved in everything. You know, last year it was like, what is going on? This guy is so good. And it's just like they're not giving him the ball that much. This year is not the case. Like Kirk Cousins is feeding him like on the ground, through the air. They're giving him red zone carries as well. Like Tyler Algier is still kind of getting his a little bit, like for who he is. But I just like what I've seen out of Bijan, and I feel like there's only so many weapons in Atlanta. Like Bijan's getting fed. And then again, like I can't come on here and like not talk about King Henry at number
Yeah,
one. Like,
got to.
right? Like it just for me, you could talk about schedule, you could talk about matchups, but ultimately, like you got to play your studs. Like those guys have to be in your lineup. I don't know. You want to throw the farm at a guy in your league to get Derrick Henry on your team? Like you can't miss with this guy right now. Over a
I agree
thousand
with you.
yards and 12 rushing touchdowns. So it seems like every game it's like, oh, he's only carried the ball like 10 times for 38 yards. And then you look up and he's over 100 and he's got one or two touchdowns. Like he is the best of the best right now.
Yeah, he's having an insane year. I love what I'm seeing from him. I will tell you, running backs are tough. There's a caveat to my list, and I love your list, by the way. Great stuff. Real quick on the Falcons. It's interesting. I was a I'm not saying the guy is a top 25, 35, 50 receiver, but as a Bears fan, you watch a guy like Darnell Mooney, and it's like, dude, if you just gave him to a competent offensive coordinator, this guy beats man coverage. And then it's so funny. Could never get the ball in Chicago like the last 2 years. He goes and plays with Kirk Cousins. I'm watching him every. I watch all their games, and I'm like, I mean, look at this dude. Ball's coming out of anticipation. He's getting fed. Everyone complained about the running back situation in Atlanta. Now that guy's getting fed. Pitts isn't getting fed. I'm watching the game against the Bucs. Two touchdowns. He's running wide open. It's just so funny. Once you get competent quarterback play like Kirk comes line of scrimmage. He sees a light box. Oh, I'll just check to a run. Someone like Ridder can't do that. So when you're seeing the success. For the running back, it's like it's all fueled from you have a veteran quarterback and it helps.
For
But
sure, and I think
I didn't even
I think Mooney, I think Mooney's like top 10 in total points for wide receivers. Like that's insane.
it's insane, right? And it makes sense. There's so many weapons. He's gonna get really favorable coverage. His quarterback gets him the ball. I love seeing, I just like seeing that your eyes tell you this guy can play, and then it's shown out there. But okay. Caveat to my running back list. I can't put any of the Lions running backs on there because you just don't know. Like you talked about earlier
For
about
real.
Montgomery against the Lion of the Packers, but then you look at their carries, they're like split for the year. I just don't know. I just tell you this, if you got either one, you're in a good space. So I'm going to leave them off, but they're obviously awesome. Number three, Hubbard. He got paid. I just love watching this guy run. They're just going to feed him. He is their offense, right? Like no matter who they're playing, they're going to run the ball. They're going to feed this kid. I like watching this guy. Number two, I'm going to go King Henry. Number two, I like him at number one on your list. Like I told you, I didn't put Lamar my top three because I'm looking at the defenses they're going to play, and I think it's going to be King Henry time. So I'm going to put him up there. Number one, it sounds boring, but I look at this list. The Commanders don't have a great defense. I'm not that impressed with the Rams. The Ravens defense, they're bad against the pass, but this guy's going to run on them too. Panthers, Commanders again, Cowboys, Giants. I mean, it's going to be Saquon Barkley. He's awesome. So you can't go wrong with those guys. These are the obvious ones. There's just no, I don't see any sneaky play at the running back position in the top three down the stretch.
Can
So
I add one more?
go ahead.
Dude, I think Josh Jacobs is going to have a really good
Oh,
second
dude.
half to the season.
Yeah.
Just with like a healthy Jordan Love and the playbook finally being opened up, it's like they obviously fed him a lot with Malik Willis in there. It's not like he hasn't gotten the ball a lot, but I think like the touchdowns are going to rise in the second half of the season.
Yeah. Okay. I like that one. That's a good one. And there's good value there if you can get your hands on them. Okay. Wide receivers down the stretch. Who you got?
It's like a common theme. It's like a lot of the same teams and the same, people off of the same teams. Wide receiver, extremely difficult to just name three, but my number three is AJ Brown. He is, I think he's like top five in receiving yards per game in the games that he's played. He's a target hog. Like when he's healthy and Jalen Hurts is out there, like they still obviously run the ball quite a bit, but AJ Brown is going to get his 8 to 10 targets a game. He can do things in the red zone. He can beat you deep. I like how he's going to trend up here in the second half of the season. Again, like the names I'm naming, it's like, whoa, you really went out on a limb there. But I how do you not at the top two wide receivers in the NFL not say Justin Jefferson? He'd be my number two. Kind of going back to when we were talking about real life football, like I see the Vikings struggling a little bit more in the second half of the season. Like they were really good defensively early. What did they beat the Texans like early on in the year, like by like 20 or 30. I can't remember the score of that game, but it was just a blowout. Like I don't see that happening a ton with them in the second half of the season. I think they're gonna have to pass more. I agree with you, like not a Sam Darnold truther by any stretch of the means, but like I think Jefferson's still gonna get fed. It's Justin Jefferson. Like Nick Mullins found a way to get him like, the ball. So he's gonna get the ball and he's gonna be fine. He's my number two. And well, shocker again, like number one is Ja'Marr Chase. Leads the league in receiving yards. I want to say he leads the league in receiving touchdowns as well. He can thank the Ravens for a lot of those stat stuffers, but I think he's going to continue to thrive here in the second half of the season. Again, the Bengals defense not very good. They're probably going to be in some shootouts. So those are my top three, but this is crazy. I almost put George Pickens in my top three.
I don't blame you.
He's been really good since Russell Wilson has been back. So I kind of almost put him there. I just wanted to just mention like Puka Nacua. He gets a lot of targets.
And
He's
touches too. He gets touches in the offense.
yeah.
Like they hand him the ball too. He does a lot of interesting stuff in the offense.
And then we kind of text about it a little bit. Like I love Jaden Reed.
Oh, yeah, I love that
Just
too.
he's the same way like you just said about Puka. Like he gets touches. Like he you could look up, he might get 2 or 3 carries for 30 yards, but he'll still get 5 or 6 catches, for somewhere between 70 to 100 yards. And he's a big play threat anytime he touches the ball. I saw a stat like early on in the season where like he was comparable to Tyreek Hill in his first 20 games as far as like yards per touch. Like sign me up for, Tyreek Hill of the Kansas
Yeah.
City Chiefs. But I couldn't put those guys in my top three, but I really like those guys down the stretch.
Jaden Reed's one of those. Listen, I think I've explained it to you. I don't know. Some people think, oh, you're a Bears fan, so you hate the Packers. No, you don't understand. Like, I look at the Packers and I'm like, man, Jesus. It's like adults. Like, that's how a franchise should be ran. I have a lot of my favorite players of all time, like, until, I don't know, until Brady and Burrow really grew on me, because Brady grew on me, like, middle of my, like, life. My favorite quarterback to watch was Brett Favre, dude. That was my favorite quarterback. Like, nobody threw the ball like that. Nobody had fun like that. Like, I want to watch him. Obviously, the fun thing about Favre when he played the Bears is, even though he owned him, he still threw the ball up for grabs. Like, he was a riskier quarterback. So I loved Brett Favre, man. I loved Bubba Franks. I loved Donald Driver. I mean, there's a lot of players for the Packers I've liked watching over the years. Ryan Grant was a good running back. But, man, I'm a huge Josh Jacobs fan, and now he's on the offense. That's fun. But, like, I have an eye for guys that I like. I'll watch them and think, man, that guy's gonna have. Have a really great career. And that happened with Amon-Ra, like a bit of an offense. Same thing with Jaden Reed. When you watch him, you're like, man, there's something different about that cat. Like, that's a guy that it's different when he gets the ball in his hands. It's different guarding him. He's so damn good. Like, so when I watch him, he's a game. There's not like, yes, there's a lot of good players in the NFL, but there's only a few guys that can like just break open the game. He's one of them. So I'm a huge Jaden Reed guy. I like him. I like him down the stretch too. I'll go with my number three now. My number three, I'm trying to go on a limb because there's so many big names. I'm gonna go with a guy that's got 50 catches already almost. Scary Terry already has 1, 2, 3, 4 games of 100 yards. He had 113 against the Steelers. He's had 2 games with 2 touchdowns. He only has 6 touchdowns on the year, but not bad at about the midway point. I'm gonna go with him. Man, like you said, that rookie's playing better. He's only gonna get better in the second half of the year. So I'm gonna go with Scary Terry number three, Ja'Marr Chase number two. I don't have to make a case for that. He could be number one. I'm gonna talk about the guy that I just talked about. Now, I told you I see it in Jaden Reed. If I'm gonna put Jared Goff number two on the quarterback, fantasy football, he's gonna be thrown to someone, and it's gonna be my guy Amon. So I'm gonna put Amon number one as that guy. They're playing in the dome a lot. He's having a good year already. So those are my top three receivers. There's so like receiver is one of those that's tough. There's so many of them that are good, dude. Like it's hard to
All
come up
right,
with
and
three. But we're talking about matchups. We're talking about yeah.
Nico Collins doesn't get hurt at the start of the year, who knows what kind of season he'd be having.
Yeah. He's a monster, right? Like, and then who knows? The Bengals are going to be in some games if Jamar's getting doubled. T. Higgins can go off. So. Yeah, I like Zay Flowers too in that offense. So those are the wide receivers. You got any more wide receivers on that you want to talk about?
No, we're good, man. Thanks.
Oh, you bet. Now we got tight ends. Tight ends are always fun. They're the guys that people forget about. I'm curious. I think this list will be more fun. I think we're gonna have a little bit different list here. So what do
Yeah.
you got for tight ends down the stretch?
Well, first off, like to go back, it's crazy what you know now 10 weeks in and what you thought you were gonna know 10 weeks ago. Like when I went to drafts this fall, this late summer, I thought it was like the year of the tight end. I thought you could wait and wait and wait and just scoop up a tight end and be totally fine. I totally was all in on Dalton Kincaid. Like I thought, who else is Josh Allen going to throw to? Like Dalton Kincaid is really good. He was really good last year. He's going to be even better this year. Like I'll wait up, I'll wait after Travis Kelce and Sam Laporta and all these guys. And I know I knew he was still going to go kind of early, but I picked him in a couple leagues, and it just has not turned out well. And I also got Mark Andrews on a team, so it's like he hasn't been that. I mean, he's been kind of hit or miss, but a lot of tight ends have disappointed this year.
Yep.
My top three, my number three is Trey McBride.
Okay. I like that.
Going back to the Cardinals, you're like second or third favorite team, whatever they are right now.
I know, whatever I'm riding the wave, man.
Just he's been probably more consistent than Marvin Harrison Jr. has so far this year, as far as just being a guy that Kyler Murray is looking to. Big body. I watched that game against the Jets, and like he had some very tough catches, and he's got a little yard after the catch in him as well.
He's got
So
some wiggle.
he's my number three. Kelce is two. He has been on fire, and I thought he was dead, man. I thought he was
Me too.
like 5, 6 weeks in. I'm like, that's it. Like it was fun while it lasted. No, I really think they slow played him. I think the Chiefs, again, they're playing chess and everybody else is playing checkers. They know like it's a long season. Kelce's snap count was down, and now they're like ramping him up again. And he's got, I don't know what the number is, but I want to say he's got like 25, 30 targets the last like, three games, whatever it is. So I got him too. And then he is the number one tight end currently, but I do think he holds it till the end. And how can you not love this guy, George Kittle?
Little George, man.
Seven touchdowns. Just.
That touchdown against the Bucs. The throw
Oh
was
my.
amazing by Purdy. But that people don't realize, like in the scramble drill, like the way he set up that defender, it's like that's tough, man. That is
For
tough.
sure.
That's elite.
And he's
That's elite.
and for a tight end, like he's kind of a big play threat guy. Like I've seen him catch a football and go run 50, 60 yards for a touchdown. Like he's capable of doing that. I feel like he's not really aging. Like it seems like he's been around forever. But it does, like at the same time, it's like how old is George Kittle? Because the way he plays, he doesn't seem like he's that old. So I've got him one just because I think he's by far been the most consistent tight end all season long. So you can't go wrong with him. But I just wanted to, and maybe you're going to talk about him, but like I love Tucker Kraft. Like the Packers have consistently looked to him, anywhere on the field, and he's very similar. Like he reminds me of like a, I told you this, like a poor man's George Kittle. Like he's got some yard after the catch in him. He blocks fairly well. He's in on a lot of plays for the Packers. Like he's not off the field, a whole lot, especially with Luke Musgrave being hurt. And I think TJ Hockenson is a sneaky guy here down the stretch. Again, going back to like the Vikings, just probably having to pass a little bit more. And just he's a dude. He's really good. So I
Yeah,
just
he's a
wanted to throw
dude.
those names out there.
I love those names. And I also like George Kittle with CMC back because that's going to mean they're really going to be able, I mean, when they do go play action and they're going to establish running games differently now. Okay. So I'm laughing over here. I got to tell you a story. So I'm laughing over here when you talk about Dalton Kincaid because my buddies know that I knew that they weren't going to keep this guy Diggs. I knew Dalton Kincaid's a second year tight end. This is perfect. So he's my keeper, dude. Like I got him 14th round the year before. Greatest keeper of all time. The guy goes out there week one, does nothing. My whole fantasy football chat blew up when after the week one, I dropped his ass. I was like,
No way.
I'm done with this guy. And they're like, you dropped him? What are you nuts? And at first I thought, man, I'm gonna really regret that, but I was so pissed off. I was just like, because I knew like I know I sound like the dumbest, most emotional tight end owner. That is my Achilles heel in fantasy football. It's been tight end for years. And I was like, if it doesn't work with this guy, I don't know what will. I will tell you, in my dynasty league, it was my biggest weakness as well. And I had two guys on my team that were doing nothing. And now I feel like they're great. I'll get into their names in a second. But number three, I think this guy's going to have a revival down the stretch. Again, I got to keep the consistent theme. I love the Lions. I think Sam Laporta figures it out, gets it going. I'm a big believer. He hasn't had that great of a year yet. I think he's going to get it going. I got Amon Ra. I got that in my top two. So I think their offense is going to hum and keep cooking. Number two, I agree with you. Andrews has been down, but if you look, because I'm looking at his games, his production isn't super high. But since October 13th, so the last month, he has one, two, three, four, five touchdowns in the last one, two, three, four, five games. So he's catching touchdowns. I like him down the stretch too. I like touchdowns. If you're going to score, you're gonna have a tight end. If you can get me 5 catches and a touchdown, I'm good.
And I feel like that's how you're going to win a postseason playoff game for fantasy football is you got to have guys that score touchdowns.
And Lamar loves him. We all know that. They have a great connection. And then number one, I'm gonna go with a guy. Now listen, here's a guy. You know when you turn the TV on and you're like, man, that guy could play in a parking lot. That guy could play on gravel. And you know how you know is when they don't wear gloves, right? So my guy that has bailed me out of my I'm doing well in my dynasty league, but not bailed me out, but like brought me out of the tight end grave. I'm gonna put him number one. Anyone know a guy named Cade Otton? Because he plays down in
Oh
Tampa
man.
Bay. And there's no wide receivers, but there's this big ass dude on the field with no gloves on, and he's a beast. So because of the situation, and I have Baker doing well and good matchups, like I talked about, well, dude, he's getting a lot of targets. So I'm gonna go with Cade. Do I think he's gonna be the highest scoring over Kittle down the stretch? Maybe not. But if you're talking about going and getting someone, you probably don't have to give up as much to get a Cade Otton, and you might get a little more out of your return because he's in a less crowded offense.
For sure. Those are all great, and that just proves like we don't know who's going to actually do
We
anything
don't know nothing.
with the tight ends
We
because
know nothing.
the tight ends are just, man, what a mess this year. I
It's
just
a hit or miss
I can't
thing.
get over it. And I'm glad you're on the Dalton Kincaid like blue train because I've held on to him. Like I've held on to him because I'm just like, dude, he's on the Bills. He's their best tight end. He gets targeted like 8 times a game but catches like 3 of them. They're like, what is going
Yeah.
on?
But you know what's funny, Aaron? To finish the story, I drop his ass. And then, and yes, you can cuss on here. It's not a big deal. I drop him and I'm like, I have $100 in the waivers. I probably put like 10 bucks. And I picked up the backup tight end for the Ravens after week one. Because remember,
Oh, yeah.
that kid went off and I was like, look, screw this young guy. I'm going to, it's clearly likely, it's likely to perform. And he has not done much either. So it's been funny. One other name though is, and I know T. Higgins has been hit or miss, but Joe Burrow really likes Mike Gesicki. And because Eric All got injured, who was a rookie tight end that was playing pretty well, man, Gesicki, when you watch, he is a good, more than just a possession tight end, but he can run routes. They kind of, even when T was out, he was kind of playing spots where T would be, bigger body. So in the red zone, that's another guy. Okay, well, Joe Burrow's playing lights out. So you want tight ends on good offenses, right? Like, I'd rather have a okay tight end on a good offense than a really good tight end that's on a crappy offense, right? Because I really like even a I like Schultz for the Texans, but they can't block anyone, so they're not getting in scoring positions very often. So I
Right.
think
Yeah.
I would tell someone to Gesicki too.
Oh, yeah. Gesicki's never just kind of, I don't know, been given the opportunity to truly be like the guy as a tight end on a team. Like, I felt like when he played in Miami, they didn't really use him the right way. Then he
Yeah.
went to New England and was it New England, right? Was it New
I think
England?
you're right. Yeah, was it New England?
Yeah. I think he was on New England and they were obviously were in shambles the last couple of years. Plus, they had Hunter Henry. They were just like rotating a bunch of tight ends. Like, now in Cincinnati, with Joe Burrow, anybody can thrive with that guy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, and we can talk about this real quick. This is no disrespect to Lamar, no disrespect to Patrick Mahomes. If I was a young quarterback in the NFL, right? I don't care who you are, Jordan Love, name them, all the young quarterbacks. CJ Stroud, I think he's a really good player. If I was a quarterback in college or high school and I was like, hey, I want to develop my game, not everyone can do what Lamar Jackson can do moving around. Not everyone can do what Patrick Mahomes does, and he's mobile, but you know what I mean? Like, okay, the sidearm throws and all that. But if you just watch Joe Burrow in the pocket, watch his feet, watch his footwork, watch how well he dissects the defense pre and post snap. He doesn't hold on to the ball when he doesn't need to. He can move and throw. There's this idea that he wasn't a great athlete. He's a good athlete too. I'm not taking that away from Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow can move and throw, but his game is repeatable. He's like a great golfer. Like I was never a golf fan, but I just know that people will be like, dude, Tiger Woods could just repeat his swing and repeat it. Watch Joe Burrow's feet in the pocket. Watch his mechanics. I mean, it's almost psychotic how good he is at it. So I don't know who your best quarterback in the league is. I know Lamar Jackson with a football in his hand right now is the best football player. But we're just talking about like if I was grading a quarterback or if I was calling plays, Lamar Jackson's MVP. I would want to call plays and know I'm sending it into a guy like Joe Burrow right now. That's how good I feel about it. I mean, I'm not just a fan. I'm telling you, when you watch this dude play, you're like, I don't know if I've seen anyone play that well recently. And that's not taking anything away from the other guys. But I'm curious what you think. Who do you like? Are you a Burrow guy? What do you think of his game? Go ahead.
With Burrow, I mean, to add to that, I think Burrow is extremely tough.
Tough,
Like,
yeah.
man, he gets hit a lot, pops back up. doesn't seem to really complain too much. I mean, every quarterback in the NFL kind of complains a little bit. I mean, all those things you said about Joe Burrow, pretty much spot on. Just like the way that the NFL has kind of changed a little bit to the running quarterback. It's like Lamar is like a cheat code. You know, like I think what you're saying, like, you know, pocket presence, like pre-snap stuff, whatever. But Lamar is so athletic and now like such a good precision passer.
He's
And
really fast.
they scheme up the right stuff for what he's capable of doing. Like he looks better now than he ever has, and he's won two MVPs. Like that is scary stuff. And I've just been really impressed with the fact that, you know, he has 24 touchdowns and only two interceptions. Like he's like not forcing anything, and he has the legs to go, I don't need to force, and I can go get 5 to 7 yards, or I can go get a first down or whatever. So, I have Lamar in one of my two leagues. It's been really fun rooting him on this year.
Oh, I
I
do.
got him in the sixth round of like a not really a dynasty league. It's a keeper league. So I was shocked that he was still in the sixth round. I had Jordan Love as a 15th round keeper. So my whole plan was like Jordan Love in the 15th round. I'm just gonna stack up on running backs, wide receivers. Then Lamar just stays out there and stays and stays out there. And I get to the sixth round and I'm like, just feel like I need to draft this guy. How long is
He's
he
a
gonna
weapon.
stay? How long is he gonna stay out here? And I mean, I'm gonna start him over Jordan Love more times than not. So I scooped him up and I'm 8-2 in that league. I'm the top team by record. I'm the top team by points. It's been a lot of fun. And I don't think I was much of a Lamar Jackson like truther, you know, going into the season, like more of an athlete than a quarterback. I don't think that's true anymore. He has figured out how to play, you know, and how to pass in the NFL.
I never thought when I watched, so when I watched him at Louisville and people were like, he has mechanics issues or throwing issues. I kind of was like surprised by that because he's always had a smooth release. And I think what really matters at quarterback is that to have a quick release. Like, just if your arm angle isn't quick, that's an issue. Greatest thrower of the football of all time, arguably, maybe not even arguably, Aaron Rodgers. Look how fast he gets rid of the ball. And you think, oh, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I had to watch Justin Fields. You watch his motion, and then you see. In games where you have pressure on you, that 0.01 second matters. Lamar doesn't have that issue. Accuracy maybe, but man, I thought even last year when I watched him, he was throwing the ball really well. So he's got more production this year. His MVP last year, I'm not saying he didn't deserve it because he won the MVP. Those numbers were nothing compared to that first one, and they're not going to be anything compared to what he's going to do this year, right?
For
So
sure.
yeah, he's I'm in awe of the guy too. I love watching him play. But what I do like as a Burrow guy, as a fan, is that you're seeing on social media that people are not like, oh, Joe Burrow can't win, his team sucks. It's like, man, Jared Goff threw five interceptions and won. Joe Burrow threw five touchdowns and lost. Like, people are realizing like the guy's playing great. So
For sure.
yeah, these
Hey,
guys.
I got a pop-up question for you. I know we got to
Let's
go,
hear
but
it. Go
I just
ahead.
thought of this while we were talking, and I just like to throw it out there at you. Just because I don't even know what my answer would be right now. So maybe while you're talking, I can figure out my answer.
Yeah, let's go.
If you had the number one pick in fantasy football for next year, right now, who would you pick?
Yeah, that's a great question because you could, let's break it down. Most of the time, we're fantasy football guys. Who goes first? It's like the best running back that can also catch passes. But would I next year put money on Derrick Henry or McCaffrey? I wouldn't do those. I wouldn't put those guys. I probably would lean Barkley because he's still pretty young. So I'd go Barkley in fantasy because I'm not going to take a quarterback top. I mean, normally you don't, right? We don't take quarterbacks in the first round. So, or who's the best receiver? Maybe Ja'Marr Chase, maybe Justin Jefferson, depending on the quarterback situation. So it'd be one of those three. But I think the favorite would be Barkley. But what about you?
If
Because
I
you
had
know
to
what I
pick
mean?
a
You got to think about Derrick Henry's going to be a year older. You got to think about
right.
CMC. He didn't play half the year, man, right? It's like you can't even rely on
Yeah,
that.
that's why I asked the question because Derrick Henry doesn't go in the first round most years anyway, which is crazy.
Anyways, right?
Obviously building a roster in fantasy, you want a stud running back. I think some of that strategy has changed, but like you're right. Normally you're just drafting the best running back. I think the two people I would go with would be either Ja'Marr Chase, depending on like I don't know, Burrow's healthy and playing the way he's playing now, I'd go Ja'Marr Chase, or I think I'd go Bijan.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, he has a good offensive line. Another thing about him, he's in a dome. And then the division's not as good. I like Bijan too. I'm thinking
Yeah,
of, is
he's
there any other running back that we're not, well, hey, what about your, I mean, Kyron Williams would be tough too, because he's like, you just, what you just said, 90% of the time is in the field. He's interesting. He
I
scores a
know.
lot of touchdowns too, man. He scores a lot of touchdowns.
I did not see him doing this again. I dropped the ball on Kyron Williams this year, like kind of preseason rankings, and just like, I don't think I'm gonna go. Like, if he was still around, I'd always find like, nah, I'm gonna go with this guy over him. You know, I was kind of a big Isaiah Pacheco guy before the season started. I kept like picking Pacheco over Kyron Williams, and now Pacheco's been out all season basically, and Kyron Williams has been killing it. So it's been eating me up because I'm like, man, I could have had Kyron Williams, that'd be dominating.